With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
New multimedia reporter and social media strategist over at PackersNews.com and very well deserved for Aaron Nagler, who joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Aaron, congrats and welcome to the Big Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks a lot for having me.
Now, before we get into the Packers, I'm just going to say this, and it's going to sound like I'm blowing smoke or whatever, but I mean every word of it, Aaron. Between you and Bob McGinn and Tom Silverstein, Ryan Wood, Michael Cohen, and anybody else that I'm missing over there, I don't know if there is a team that's better covered in terms of the experience and the knowledge that you guys are going to bring to covering the Green Bay Packers, especially now with your addition around the NFL. I don't read every word that's written about every team by their local writers and guys who cover the teams, but there can't be a better team than what you guys have put together there over at PackersNews.com.
Well, that is very nice of you to say. It's very humbling to be here. I'm just going to do what I can to help the team. How's that for a cliche?
Sounds like a real PR statement that somebody wrote for you. Come on, Aaron.
Wait a second now.
I'm thrilled to be here.
There you go.
It's pretty fantastic, I got to admit.
So does that mean you're moving to Green Bay?
No, I'll still be living in New York City, but I'm here for a bit for camp, and then I'll be traveling to all the games.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice. I have nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to be jet-setting quite a bit.
And you've been with the team since last Thursday, I think, from what you told me in some texts that we exchanged. Things got testy in practice today from what I was reading following you at Aaron Nagler on Twitter.
They did. They were doing the run line drill, and the defensive line, they were jacked up. Mike Daniels was dropping a few F-bombs and getting guys pumped up, and it was that one point in camp where I think they're really starting to get tired of hitting each other. They want to be hitting other guys, and they the tempers flared, but it was good. It was physical and it was football.
Watching this game on TV, they say TV adds a few pounds. Eddie Lacy doesn't look all that much different to me than he did last year, man. I'm just saying, he doesn't.
His physique, I would agree, is probably very similar. But I tell you what, as long as he's breaking tackles like he was in those four carries we saw against Cleveland, I don't really care. I think there's been a lot of obsession about how much the kid weighs. As long as he's running and breaking tackles and producing and doing his assignments, I don't really care what he looks like, as long as he's productive.
Yeah, and that's what we're getting into is how long will he be productive? Will he last?
That's a very good question.
A whole season that way. I mean, let alone, I think this is a contract year for him, but let alone a contract year, but will he give us 16 games?
That's a very good question. And the thing, too, is you wonder about that. With the idea that it is a contract year and he didn't come back in completely crazy fit shape, now what does that tell you about how badly he wants it? Now, like I said, as long as he produces on the field, I think the rest of it is secondary, but it is definitely something to watch because – while you're out there hitting in camp and, you've gotten four or five carries in a preseason game, come week one, you're going to be getting probably like close to 20 touches, and they need that for 16 weeks. And how far can he go? That is absolutely something to watch. But like I said, as long as he's producing, the rest of it is secondary.
Yeah, Aaron, I've been really looking at the safeties because if the safeties don't play well, it's going to be a long year. For making tackles and defending long plays. And I've been an advocate for not Michael Hyde on the best tight end. It should be Clinton Dix. But I guess they got a different role for him. I'm looking forward to Ha-Ha getting to the next level of being a great safety. So I got my eyes on him a lot. I really hope he can make that stride. Have you heard anything of how he's been doing in camp?
Well, he's looked good. He's looked physical. He's looked fast. I would agree with you. I think this is a year he does. I mean, I think we saw kind of the start of it last year in regards to his play, his coverage abilities. And I'm with you. I'd much rather have him on tight ends than Micah Hyde, especially you saw how he did fairly well against Rob Gronkowski 2 years ago. The funny thing is with Burnett out, he's been out with a back. He has given way to Hyde. Hyde's been playing that Burnett spot, and they wanted to try and use Burnett more as a hybrid linebacker.
Yep.
But now those plans have been shelved for a little bit just because Burnett's not been out there. But you know, I would totally agree that you want him to take that next step. I mean, everyone keeps, you know, hoping that they get the next kind of, you know, Collins or yourself. You know, that he can only do what he can do one day at a time. I think he's on the right path. I definitely think he's on the right path. It's just, it's very early in camp. And it'll be interesting to see how much he plays Thursday night.
Joe Callahan.
What about him?
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, Joe Callahan, Wesley College Division III. He don't have to go and sell brake pads anymore. He did a pretty good job. Hashtag Tommy Boy. You know, really, and no one's talking about it, but I thought it was an incredible job by Mike McCarthy, by this kid. I looked it up. They say the seating capacity of their stadium was 2,500 people. Man. This guy comes out. He's your starting quarterback. That last drive right before halftime I thought was absolutely incredible. I don't even know where to get this guy from.
He was outstanding in that drive, and I would agree. I mean, what a spot for this kid who does go from this tiny D3 college to starting in Lambeau Field. I mean, that's incredible. Now, if he sniffs the field in the regular season, shut it down because it's over. But it's a great story. It was wonderful that he got to do it. And I say I'm with you. I think Mike did a great job in regards to working on the running game, limiting what he was asking the kid to do. He didn't really want him pushing the ball downfield too much, and it played to his strengths. I thought, yeah, it was a great story and a great outing. Don't want to see it in the regular season, though.
That is Aaron Nagler. You can now find his work at PackersNews.com, the newest member of the team over there. You can follow him on Twitter, at Aaron Nagler. Hey, what's up?
One other thing here, not football-related. Yeah. So I saw on Twitter you met the real Bob Becker today.
I did. He introduced himself to me today.
I'm pretty sure I went to high school with him. Pretty sure it's the same guy. I'm almost positive, yes.
He is a legend.
Yes, he is.
Absolute legend.
On Twitter,
two legends,
man. He's a really funny dude, and he's really funny on Twitter, too. So,
yes,
yeah.
He is.
I saw that. I started laughing.
Aaron, you're already sort of a regular on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be hitting you up that much more now that you're on the Packers beat officially. We appreciate
a
few minutes.
One more thing, Aaron. That means we can't be friends anymore since you're working, you know, for the team.
Now we're competing.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you a cold shoulder next time I see you.
I know, right? Just long, get me in the Hall of Fame and we can just have one up. It don't matter then.
You know I'm pulling for it, man.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Aaron. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.